Ryan, can you hear us all good?
Absolutely. I got you guys.
All right. We are now joined by today's race-winning crew chief, Brian Wilson of the Moneyline Ford for Team Penske. Brian, talk us through how you were able to put the 22 in victory lane today.
Yeah, that was an eventful day. Obviously, you know, staying out there to try to win the first stage, that was not what I wanted to see, but we've definitely been focused on trying to get as many playoff points as we can get. You know, so I'm glad that that worked out. Obviously, things got mixed up a little bit in the second stage. You know, I don't feel like once Briscoe got up front, I don't feel like we had the best car. He was pretty strong today, and obviously it was a good battle, but he was able to pull away from us. So we've still got some work to do, but I do think it's a good statement from our team that we can win even on days when we don't have the best car. I do feel like we probably had the second best. The two of us were able to pull away over a longer run, so we're not far off, but I feel like as a group we've got some work to do to make the car better for here.
Awesome. Okay, just reminder for our media, if you have a question here for Brian, raise your hand and we'll get to you. We'll start it off with Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you. Brian, congrats on the race win. Want to ask you about your thoughts on the 74 and 47 team staying out on the ultimate restart, which eventually led to all the chaos there.
Hey, I'm all for it. I mean, I've been on plenty of teams where we've called different strategies. I mean, we obviously did it at the, you know, the stage one end of the stage there to try to get the playoff point. You know, everyone's got to weigh out what their situations are and what they're willing to do. Obviously, those guys thought it was a good move to stay up there. In that situation, all you can do as a team is try to react to it and make your situation as good as you can. You've got to think that that's going to happen at some point in the race where you're going to be on a different strategy. I think that's part of what the stage racing does and the number of tires that we have in this series. So it adds to a lot of the strategy, and I like the fact that we have those options. So I can't really get mad when somebody else takes a different option. Than what we might.
How do you look at the Dover doubleheader next weekend?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm excited about it. Obviously, if my math is right, I think we should have the number one stall and should start up front. You know, we've been using these doubleheaders as a way to try to learn something when we don't have practice. So we'll try to build off of our setup from last year for the first race, and then we'll have a package ready to go for the second race to try to learn something to make our team better.
Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Hey, Brian, I'm curious. I know every driver has its own their own personality, and obviously at the end of stage two, Austin was not happy with Chase and vented, and then shortly thereafter kind of got on the radio and apologized for raising his voice. I'm curious, how do you work with the young driver in trying to maintain their emotion throughout the ups and downs? And is that something more, I think I've kind of heard him kind of get emotional at times this season. Is that something that needs to be worked on, or how do you feel that he is in terms of handling that?
Hey, I don't ever think that emotion is a bad thing. We're all heavily invested in this. It's an emotional sport, and you know, we all want to win. And obviously right now we're going head to head with our Ford teammate week in and week out, and I think that's going to continue through the year. So you know, Austin and Chase, they've raced really hard for a lot of years. You know, Austin's called them like a brother, and they race like brothers. And so it's okay to get mad and upset like that. You know, Austin reined it in really quick. I think he did a good job of that. So, you know, obviously, if there's anything that as a team we need to work on, we'll talk about that behind closed doors. But I like the fact that he was able to bring it back in really quick and you know, execute at the end of the race.
What obviously there's still a little bit more racing to go. Obviously, you want to build up playoff points. What does this team need to do to continue to maintain the momentum or to step it up in these coming final weeks before the playoffs?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, honestly, that's what you worry about when you go on a streak like this where we've been winning so much is, you know, are the guys going to catch up? What do we have to do to keep, you know, keep the hammer down and try to keep the momentum for the playoffs? Obviously, the playoff points help a lot. You know, we're at a point now where I feel like if we're able to close out this regular season, we should have plenty of points to carry us through. It's almost going to be a race worth of points that we have going into the playoffs. So that's going to be huge. The biggest thing is, like I said about the Dover weekend, we've got to try to keep learning as much as we can with limited practice. So using those weekends to move the program forward is big for us right now.
Thank you.
Do we have any final questions here for Brian? Okay, Brian, thank you again and congrats today.
Thank you.